This is Meryl Urish, and this is on Second Thought for Shire Network News. Today we reach deep into the reader mailbag, and I answer questions from all ends of the political spectrum. Dear Meryl, I'm really worried that John McCain isn't really a conservative. He's soft on immigration, soft on spending, I'm pretty sure he's pro-choice, and he isn't the hard right conservative that this nation really needs. Why can't Republicans nominate a hard right conservative like Mitt Romney or Mike Huckabee? I may not even vote in November. Signed, Worried Conservative. Dear Worried, in three words, suck it up. Really? Conservative Republicans like to call themselves the Republican base. But if you're the base, how come you keep nominating Republicans like George W. Bush and John McCain? You haven't nominated a hard-right Republican for the presidency since Ronald Reagan. That was 28 years ago. Get used to the fact that the country has moved to the middle and Republicans have to as well. Here's the decision you have to make in November. Vote for John McCain or watch Hillary or Obama lead the nation for 4 years. Now really, isn't that enough to give a Republican nightmares, conservative or not? Next, we go to That's Ms. Feminist to You. Dear Meryl, why isn't Hillary Clinton winning? I don't understand. 2008 was supposed to be the year of the women with a Y. She worked hard for this. She earned it. It's her turn. She deserves the presidency. We deserve a woman president. Dear Ms. Feminist, sorry to tell you this, honey, but living with the president for 8 years doesn't count as actually, being president. Hillary isn't winning for a lot of reasons. She's not likable. She's all things to all people, and, they noticed. She's a scold. She's a hypocrite. She's a tax and spender who wants to lead America further down the nanny state path. And here's a very, very telling anecdote. One of my extremely liberal friends told me she's probably going to vote for McCain in November. She says Obama isn't ready yet. She says she'll never vote for Hillary. That's how much hatred Hillary has engendered. From her own side. Give it up. And while you're at it, why exactly is a feminist supporting a woman who's trying to get elected on the strength of what she did due to her husband's achievements? Now, a letter from Obama makes me swoon. Dear Meryl, how can you say Obama has no experience? How can you say he's not ready to run the country? Obama gives us hope. He helps us dream that America will one day be a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Obama will bring change and hope and change and hope and change and hope. Hope and change. Wasn't that a sitcom with Kelly Ripa and Faith Ford? Okay, Swoony, let's talk. What exactly has Obama accomplished other than being named the most liberal senator of 2007 by the National Journal? Let's look at his stated policies. He intends to talk with the leaders of enemy nations without preconditions, giving them stature they in no way deserve. He wants us to slow down research into future weapons programs. Obama also wants to make deep cuts in America's nuclear weapons. Yeah, that's going to be really helpful when Iran tells us they have nukes and they're going to use them on us if we don't pull our forces out of the Middle East. The Obama swoon effect isn't going to work on Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and the mad mullahs of Iran. This one's a letter by a concerned white person. Dear Meryl, I don't really want to vote for Obama, but if I don't, I'm afraid that will make me a racist. I don't really want to vote for Hillary either, but if I don't, I'm afraid that will make me a sexist. I want to vote for John McCain, but I'm afraid that if I vote for a white man, people will think I'm a racist, sexist pig. Help! Dear Concerned, if you don't want to vote for Obama because he's black, that makes you a racist. If you don't want to vote for Obama because you think he'll make a lousy president, that makes you a realist. Not a liberal Democrat. If you don't want to vote for Hillary because she's a woman, that makes you a sexist. If you don't want to vote for Hillary for about 1,000 other reasons you think she shouldn't be president, that makes you a smart person. If you don't want to vote for John McCain because he's an old white male, well, that makes you a liberal. Sexist. That's all the time we have for this segment. If there were more time, I could completely ignore the letters from Ron Paul supporters and mock the Ralph Nader voters. Other than strongly urging the Nader voters to vote Democrat in the next election, I'm out. Back to you, Tom.